XEO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This week on Viewpoints.
These kinds of attacks are extremely common, telling you that there's a job waiting for you, that there's a Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
Ever feel like you're being bombarded by hackers through your phone? You're not alone. Then,
people are paying more attention to food labels, people becoming more aware of the quality of the food.
Food recalls have risen by 20%, but here's why you shouldn't panic. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For most people, smartphones are a map of our lives. They hold so much sensitive info on where we've been, who we've seen, what we've read recently, how we've spent our money. Eva Galperin is an expert on smartphone security and knows all too well how this info can be misused. Galperin is the Executive Director of Cybersecurity at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit digital rights group.
I had a colleague, Kevin Bankston, who once described access to someone's phone as being equivalent to access to someone's mind. You can get a very good idea of what they're doing and what they're thinking by understanding what is happening on their cell phone. And the reason for that is because, first off, your cell phone is a tracking device. It will give people a way of knowing every place that you have been, because your cell phone needs to talk to its local cell phone towers in order to continue to get service. And it also often has location services turned on, so that information goes to a bunch of other places. And people tend to take their cell phones with them everywhere.
And the gathering of precise location data is just one example. Phones also hold so much sensitive financial and personal information, web browsing data, messages, and so on. Galperin breaks down the different classes of hackers that work to gain access to this info. She outlines the basic brand of bad guys who try to get money through persuasion or blackmail.
This also includes the class of attacks that requires you to fool the other person into simply sending money over Zelle or a wire transfer or PayPal or Venmo, and also blackmail attacks. You get all kinds of really interesting blackmail attacks where somebody breaks into your phone or one of your accounts, finds some sort of sensitive data and says, I will leak this sensitive data to the public or to your contacts list or to your employer or to your parents or something along those lines if you don't give me money. And this is actually something that I saw just last week. I was contacted by a journalist who had been targeted in this way. These kinds of attacks are extremely common. And in fact, they're so common, they're sort of like the background noise of our ordinary lives, the spam that you get and spam phone calls that you get and spam text messages that you get, all trying to get you to click on something or telling you that there's a job waiting for you or that there's, you know, a Italian supermodel who's really interested in chatting with you because you sound nice.
The good news is that these hackers use a shotgun approach where they target hundreds or thousands of people at a time. This means that if you don't respond, it's likely they'll leave you alone. Your best bet is not to respond and block the number. However, Galperin says there are other classes of attacks that may be harder to shake. It's common for aggressors in these situations to choose you for a specific reason.
Often, if you are in a sort of domestic abuse situation, or if you are a public figure, or somebody with like a large social media account, you may be targeted for harassment. And those are people who cannot be dissuaded simply by ignoring them and hoping that they leave you alone, which is just like a whole nother class of attack. And they are often people who know a lot about you because of the things that you have said on social media, or because they used to date you or live with you, or they are your parents. So they can often weaponize that kind of information against you, which is really worrisome. And then finally, the last attacker that I'm really concerned about is the government.
Under the Fourth Amendment, there's a legal clause called a third-party doctrine, which allows law enforcement to access information shared with third parties without a warrant. For example, your Gmail messages that are stored on Google servers technically aren't yours. They belong to Google, and it could decide to hand that information over to authorities. The company's public policy states that any third party who wants the contents of communication must show up with a warrant. In this case, if a warrant is brought up against a user, the company says it will notify the recipient so they can hire a lawyer to fight the search if necessary. But not every platform has this policy.
Counting on the platforms to protect you is much more complicated than it used to be. And one of the things that I recommend is that people encrypt their data. Now, there are a number of different things that people mean when they say encryption. Often when people are talking about encryption, they're talking about encryption in transit. So if you go to your web browser and you take a look at the URL at the top of your browser, you can see that it starts with the letters HTTPS. And the S at the end of HTTPS stands for security. And the whole idea is the web traffic that you are sending to the website that you are going to is encrypted between yourself and the website, meaning that everybody who is in the middle of that transaction cannot see the contents of that communication.
If you're sending sensitive information via text, consider using the platforms Signal or WhatsApp, which are more secure through the use of end-to-end encryption. Additionally, when you back up your data to the cloud, make sure it's always encrypted. One common worry that Galperin often hears is, what if I lose my phone or someone steals it? To protect yourself in case this happens, always use a PIN code to unlock your phone instead of Face ID. Also, turn on two-factor authentication for high-risk accounts like email or banking and trading apps.
There are all kinds of different levels of two-factor authentication, whether it's somebody sends you a text message as your second factor, or somebody sends you a message to your authenticator app, or you use a physical object like a YubiKey or a Duo Key in order to log into your phone or your device or your account. I'm not going to tell you that any of these things are better than any of these other things. Just like whatever it is that you are going to actually use is better than nothing. So turn on 2FA for all of your accounts, including sort of the main account for your phone. So things like your Apple ID. The other recommendation that I make is that you use a password manager. So just use an app where you store all of your passwords. These apps often will create long, strong, unique passwords for you for all of your different accounts. And this is really useful because one of the ways in which hackers breach accounts the most often is that they will go through a data leak and they will find a password that you have used for an account, and they will simply try that username and that password on a bunch of other platforms. So if you reuse passwords, that is one way in which accounts are very frequently compromised.
The final piece to keep in mind when thinking about smartphone security is inevitable data breach. Countless companies have been forced to pay big bucks in settlements over these breaches, which are an unfortunate part of living in an all-digital world.
On one hand, data breaches are inevitable. If you rely on other platforms keeping your data secure, you need to understand that every once in a while they're going to fail to do so. And one of the reasons for that is because trying to keep everything secure from everybody all the time is very hard and next to impossible. But companies do have some reasons to try to protect your data, among other things, because they might get sued, they may be under a consent decree, they may face fines, but these kinds of punishments are often insufficient. And you will see that there are companies, if a company is large enough, that will simply shrug and consider this the cost of doing business.
Data breaches are worrisome, but don't panic. Be prepared and stay vigilant.
If you're interested in learning more about privacy and security online, I recommend EFF's Privacy and Security Guide to Your Digital Life. This is called Surveillance Self-Defense, and you can get there at ssd.eff.org.
To find out more about Eva Galperin and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and Amira Zaveri. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri, studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, worried about the increasing frequency of food recalls? What to keep in mind when Viewpoints returns.
Could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Recalls aren't new, but last year it did feel like there were more recalls than usual. Large-scale breakouts of E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, and other pathogens have made headlines in recent months, and it doesn't seem like these notifications are slowing down anytime soon. At the end of last year, thousands of eggs sold at Costco's nationwide were recalled due to a possible Salmonella contamination. Now, this year, the spread of bird flu has killed millions of hens over just a few weeks, and the supply of eggs across the U.S. has plummeted. For another supplier, Braga Fresh Foods, which produces several vegetables, the company rang in the new year with an announcement that its 12-ounce bags of broccoli florets sold at Walmart in various parts of the Midwest are being recalled due to listeria concerns. The company advised consumers to throw out bags with a sell-by date of December 10th. With a flurry of recalls and disease outbreaks, Many consumers are on edge about the safety of the country's food supply. According to data published by the Food and Drug Administration, the number of food recalls has risen 20% since the pandemic. However, it is important to recognize that most companies voluntarily recall products out of an abundance of caution.
Food recalls are a part of the check and balance system that the federal government has in place to ensure that consumers are presented or offered products that are safe to eat, that won't make them sick, that they're purchasing what's displayed on the label. So food recalls can range from having an overgrowth of a certain bacteria that may make a person sick, or a food recall may entail something that's not put in the product that's on the label that says that a particular ingredient is in there, but it's not. That's the grounds for a food recall.
That's Dr. Mitchell Lloyd, a food scientist and the founder of the food tech startup Num Num Sauce Company. Over the past decade, the FDA has taken more of an active role in monitoring food supply chains. This is partially due to the adoption of the Food Safety and Modernization Act, passed in 2011, which put more pressure on companies to issue precautionary recalls.
A food recall doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. You know, it could be a corrective action. It could be, like I said, a labeling issue. But yes, sometimes an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria is present in food that can cause harm to consumers and sometimes even death.
Lloyd does highlight that this is a natural consequence of large-scale food production. Bacteria is inevitable, and it competes with humans for resources, too. That's why it's important to have a robust monitoring system. This is known as a hazard analysis and critical control point plan, which ensures bacteria populations aren't at dangerous levels for human consumption.
There's bacteria in everything on this earth, but where the issues come in at when it comes to consuming food is that if a bacteria population is too high or it's the wrong bacteria that's incompatible with our bodies, that's when you have the issues. But the bacteria is always present in all the food. It's just what processes like thermal treatment, you know, increase the temperature high enough to kill certain bacteria, certain levels of bacteria. Like, for instance, when you have food that's put in the refrigerator. So food that's put in the refrigerator is done so because we want to limit the growth of the mesophilic bacteria that grow in high abundance at room temperature. So when we place a product in the refrigerator, we're allowing psychotrophic bacteria to grow, which is bacteria that grows at a lower temperature, but they don't grow as fast as the mesophilic bacteria that grow at room temperature.
No system is foolproof, but the bigger the supply chain, the higher the contamination risk. Food is often grown both domestically and abroad, which equates to longer travel times and a higher number of workers handling the shipment. That's where Ariel McCollum comes in. McCollum is an urban agriculturalist and market manager at the Hopewell Farmers Market in Hopewell, Virginia. She believes that shopping locally doesn't just benefit the community, but can help cut down on the contamination risk.
With us at the Hopewell Farmers Market, and really farmers markets across the Commonwealth and even in other states, you know, we're usually working with our growers to make sure that they have not only the tools, but the training and the resources that they need to be able to avoid the food safety issues and to meet the food safety standards, not only set by the state, but also by the federal government as well. Small businesses, they just really can't afford, you know, having negative impact on their products. So they usually work more diligently in making sure that they are upholding those standards.
While the risk may be lower, there's never a 100% guarantee that there will never be a food recall at a small grocer or farmer's market. Yet McCollum says there is security in knowing where the food you're eating is coming from.
In this line of work, I have realized that I absolutely love Honeycrisp apples. Again, you get more variety at farmers markets compared to the variety that might be at your local grocery store. But also you get to know who grows that. I know Miss Sylvia down in Surrey County provides, you know, grows and brings apples to the farmers market. I know Jess and Melanie, they have peaches during the summer. And I know Keith has the collard greens and the sweet potatoes in the fall. So, you know, when you're able to make that connection with who's growing your food, not only are you making a connection with the food itself, but you're making the connection with the person that grows it. And then you can know and learn about how it's actually being grown. And you can take that food safety really kind of into your own hands.
In other words, don't panic about the growing frequency of food recalls, but continue to stay informed. Practice food safety in your own home by thoroughly washing produce, using clean equipment, following use-by dates, and monitoring food temperature. You can also learn more about food safety and recalls by heading to fsis.usda.gov. That's fsis.usda.gov. At the very bottom of the page, you can subscribe via email to their new service and get notified whenever there's a recall. To find out more about Mike Lloyd, Ariel McCollum, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Star Rock and our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Is the U.S. falling behind in the global artificial intelligence race? Well, last month, DeepSeek, a Chinese AI firm, disrupted the tech sector and sent shockwaves through the U.S. stock market with the release of their newest model, R1. In the wake of the drop, NVIDIA, a leader in manufacturing the processor used to create AI bots like ChatGPT, saw its stock fall 17%, leading to a loss of almost $600 billion in value. But what's so special about DeepSeek's model? And why did it tank projections for companies that help build AI? Experts say it's so impressive because it's not only able to give responses on par with the latest models from companies like OpenAI, Google, or Meta, but because it was built at a fraction of the cost, using far less computing power and processors than its competitors. As a consequence, this led to steep losses on Wall Street for companies like NVIDIA because it shifted the industry outlook. DeepSeek's proved that demand for computing resources will likely be far lower than expected in coming years. However, it's unclear if R1 would have even been possible to build without using the advances of existing AI models like ChatGPT to its advantage. Some experts also argue that powerhouse companies like NVIDIA are even more important in order for the U.S. to retake the global lead in AI. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The Oscars are just a few weeks away, and with 10 Best Picture nominees, it can feel like there's a lot to catch up on. While movies like Emilia Perez, The Brutalist, and Wicked dominated much of the initial discourse, none of those are the Best Picture nominee that felt most urgent and resonant to me. That would be Nickel Boys, directed by Ramel Ross and adapted from the Colson Whitehead novel. Ross initially burst onto the scene with his 2018 documentary Hale County This Morning, This Evening. That film helped redefine for me what a documentary could be. It didn't have any real linear structure, instead presenting images of a place, lyrically capturing the experience of one predominantly Black community. Similarly, Nickel Boys does away with the traditional film structure, instead shooting the story of two Black teenagers sent to an abusive reform school in the 1960s in the first person. As a result, the film itself feels more like a lived experience than a typical movie. Sometimes the action takes place just out of frame, or you don't have a great view, so you have to rely on sounds to understand what's happening. While that frustrated me at times, it also cranked my level of immersion in the story way up. It's a big, bold take on a tragic American tale, and it's absolutely worth seeking out and letting flow through you like water. While Nickel Boys isn't the loudest or the most expensive film in this year's Oscars race, it is the one that has lived with me the most, and the one that I've found myself thinking back on most frequently. I'm Evan Rook.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh,
We've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This week on Viewpoints.
I actually stopped buying bottles because I was so embarrassed by how much I was drinking, so I would buy boxes of wine so I wouldn't know how much I was drinking.
She was a corporate success, but behind closed doors, she was drinking around 10 glasses of wine a day. Then,
it can cost you $100,000 over the course of your life to not have access to this education.
How to set your kids up for financial success. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you start off the year by doing Dry January? For many Americans, it's a yearly ritual to abstain from alcohol for an entire month. It's a refreshing way to kick off the new year and reset after a not-so-healthy holiday season. For some, this period can also be a wake-up call by exposing how alcohol impacts the body and mind. For author Anne Grace, this reliance spanned decades and went unchecked until she hit rock bottom. For her, booze was always a way to blow off steam, unwind, celebrate, and socialize.
When I started to question my drinking, I actually ended up drinking more, not less, over time, because as I started to question it, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy to just cut back. But it didn't turn out to be all that easy to just cut back, because I really believed all of the things I believed about alcohol, that it relaxed me, that it helped me loosen up.
Today, Grace has a healthy relationship with alcohol and is the author of the book, This Naked Mind: Control Alcohol, Find Freedom, Discover Happiness, and Change Your Life. However, where she is today didn't come easy. For many years, she felt out of control and couldn't find a way out. It all began in her early 20s when she started drinking socially at work. She'd just graduated from college and moved to New York City to work full-time in corporate marketing.
I was told by my boss that the happy hour was kind of like the golf course. It was where the deals were done. It was where people got to know your name. It was where your career was made or lost. And so even though I didn't drink, I better start showing up to happy hour and learn how. And I did. I actually made it a mission to sort of learn how to drink.
Excessive alcohol use is still very common in the U.S. According to a Pew Research study in 2022, of the 137 million Americans who reported drinking in the last month, nearly half said they commonly binge drink. For men, this means consuming five or more drinks in a sitting, and for women, it's four. It's well studied that this kind of consumption over time increases the risk of cancer, heart disease, depression, and other health issues. For Grace, she was well aware of these risks, but couldn't stop. She rationalized her excessive drinking by setting some ground rules. She'd usually avoid hard liquor and would instead opt for red wine because that, in her mind, was healthier. But it doesn't matter whether it's wine, cocktails, or beer, it's the alcohol that causes the harm and not the beverage. However, to Grace, these drinks were a tool to her success. In her eyes, it's what made her funnier, smarter, more relaxed, and so on.
The interesting thing about alcohol is that over time, all of the other sort of coping mechanisms I had to just be human, like exercise or getting together with friends, they all kind of started to involve or were replaced by alcohol. And so fast forward a decade, I'd done what I set out to. I became incredibly successful corporately, but I was also drinking about 2 bottles of wine every single night.
She eventually switched to buying boxed wine because she grew embarrassed by how many bottles she'd accumulate over a week. It wasn't until an overseas trip to Europe that she hit a breaking point.
I was flying home from the UK. I had been super drunk the night before. I had gotten up and I went into the hotel restaurant to get a drink on my way to the airport at 6 a.m. I thought I would have a mimosa, which was okay for a morning drink. And I went in there and I ordered a mimosa, and she said that it was too early for her to open the champagne. So she offered me a screwdriver, which was vodka and orange juice. And drinking hard alcohol in the mornings was one of those little lines that I wouldn't cross. And I thought, if I don't cross this line, then I'm still okay. But I felt very desperate this morning to just feel better. And I had a few before I got to the airport.
After these 6 a.m. cocktails, she felt overwhelming guilt and ashamed of the person in the mirror.
I was sitting in the terminal waiting for my plane, and I just started crying. And I started asking myself the questions that I had been asking myself for years now, which is, what is my problem? Do I have a problem? Am I an alcoholic? What's wrong with me? And those questions were just so incredibly painful. And in this one moment, I actually got a different question. And the question was, why? Why did I used to be able to take it or leave it and it be no big deal? But now all of a sudden, it was that if I wasn't drinking, I would feel I could do it, but I'd feel like I was missing out. I would feel sad. I would feel upset. I would feel just kind of outside of life. And I started asking why.
The first step to lasting change meant sitting in this question. She began writing down all of the reasons why she drank and also asked other friends why they drank. For instance, she wrote down that wine made her feel relaxed. While that was her perception, was it actually true? She set out to research and work through these whys.
We live in this great day and age where you can just download a study and you can find out what is true. And so I started methodically going through each of these reasons. And one by one, they started falling like dominoes. All of these things that I believed about alcohol, that it relaxed me, it doesn't relax you. It actually increases the cortisol response in the body, or that it made me happy. It doesn't make you happy. In fact, the cumulative effect of alcohol is to make you less susceptible to pleasure or joy. And you actually need it in order to feel pleasure or joy because of how it's numbed your pleasure centers in your brain. And I would learn this stuff over and over. And all of a sudden, over this like process, my desire for drinking literally went away. I had rewired my mind and my thoughts and my beliefs.
It's been 10 years since this shift. Today, she doesn't completely restrict herself from alcohol, but no longer feels an internal drive or desire to drink. Looking back now, she wishes she'd been more compassionate to her former self.
When we get into this conflict internally about how much should I drink, when should I drink, how much is too much, I'm beating myself up because I didn't stick to my limits, all of that kind of narrative makes the problem worse because we create that internal pain and then we drink to numb out that internal pain. And I think the more effective approach is to actually let yourself off the hook in a really major way and start to get incredibly curious about why you're doing it in the first place. And it's actually curiosity that I believe is the key to, you know, what the trap we found ourselves in. When we get curious about our drinking and we start to look at our drinking and think, okay, is this actually relaxing me? Do I actually feel better after this? Why am I drinking it? Is it helping me in the ways I thought? And do that really gently with a lot of self-compassion. Then we start to like wake up to our own wisdom about what's right for us instead of having to adhere to anyone else's rules for us or even our own rules for ourselves.
All of these emotions, whether it's letting go of guilt or building more self-love, is a process. Even if you single out the whys and debunk each reason, there will be days where the whys will fly out the door. And that's okay. What's important is to learn from these mistakes.
I think just treating every single experience with drinking as an experiment, meaning you go into it, you have an intention, a hypothesis, right? Like, I'm going to try to only have one tonight. You don't have one, you have three. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't get down on yourself about it. Just look at, okay, what was happening? Why did I have three? Why did I feel this way? What was going on with me? And looking at all of this as an experiment, just an experiment of you, without shame and without blame. And I think that level of awareness, it's a lot like if you were, you know, just, there's studies that show if you just track your food, you end up eating healthier, right? It's just bringing that level of awareness to the behavior. And that behavior can end up changing in a really natural way and a painless way. But usually with alcohol, we don't do that because we're so embroiled in shame about our behavior.
Grace reminds listeners that every journey is different and that progress isn't always linear. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol, there's help out there. If you need help right away, call or text 988. You can also call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline, a free 24/7 service, at 1-800-662-4357. Alcoholics Anonymous is also a trusted longtime resource. Find more information about AA by visiting aa.org or heading to our website at viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, should money management be mandatory in schools when Viewpoints returns?
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying... just beautiful...
whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Sherry Shepherd here to talk about Black health. You know what I love about us? Everything. From science to the arts, we are leading the way. But we are falling behind in getting vaccinated. Pneumococcal vaccination rates are lower among Black adults than white adults. If you're 50 or older, you're at a greater risk of getting pneumococcal pneumonia. And the CDC recommends vaccination. If you're 19 or older with diabetes like me, you're also at increased risk. Let's continue owning our own healthcare and leading the way in vaccination rates too. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you attended high school in the U.S., you probably remember taking classes in subjects such as algebra, English, or biology. Like it or not, these courses are considered essential and must be taught to all students. Though the core curriculum in American high schools has been pretty standard for decades, some advocates are making the case for a new addition, personal financial education. Experts like Carly Urban, a professor of economics at Montana State University, believe that these courses are just as critical to a child's future as regular doctor's visits are to your health.
schools are really the last place that we know where everyone is. So it's really hard to improve adult financial education. People are everywhere. Not everyone is even in the workforce. So we can't do like workplace financial education. Not everybody goes to college. And there's a lot of financial traps out there, especially for young people gaining their financial independence. And if you don't necessarily have the skills and tools to navigate all of the sharks in the water, then you're going to have a lot of trouble swimming.
For some, high school can be a time of many money lessons. Whether it's earning your first paycheck, buying your first car, or figuring out how to pay for college, it can feel like there's little to no financial guidance if you don't come from a family where money is discussed. These prime years are a great time to make those early mistakes before stepping out into the real world.
What people have really started to look at more recently is what happens when a state requires everyone has personal finance education before students graduate. And that research has really clear implications where credit and debt behaviors improve, right? So that means credit scores go up through at least age 22. Some research finds up to age 30. People are less likely to borrow with payday loans, which we know are like a horrible debt trap and really hard to kind of get out of that cycle of.
And Urban says students who've taken a personal financial education class tend to make smarter decisions about student loans, too. But while most of the positive impacts don't show up until years later, other effects are more immediate. Yaneli Espinal, Director of Educational Outreach at Next Gen Personal Finance, says this course can help teenagers better understand the financial decisions their parents and family members make.
The short-term benefits are just increased engagement. Like, they just get engaged. They get hooked. They start paying attention more at home. They're like, oh, look at the budget that we spent on groceries. Like, and then they're just more conscious of the spending that they're doing, the things that they're asking their parents for. Like, maybe it's not realistic for my mom to get me a new pair of Jordans every time I ask her. But like, I'm not thinking about that if I'm not really considering the financial implications or, you know, my mom's like other financial responsibilities besides me. So this class can make kids a lot more thoughtful and a lot more engaged in their home, as well as in their family's financial situation.
Right now, only 26 states require public schools to teach a semester of personal financial education. In the other 24, it's either not offered or only available as an elective. The reality is that many public schools are stretched thin and have limited funding and resources to provide everything students need. Despite this, Urban has seen many schools in non-required states step up and rise to the challenge.
The short answer is that schools have a lot going on. They're trying to do many things at once with small budgets sometimes. And I think we have seen a ton of momentum over the last decade. There's only actually about 6% of students in the U.S. right now that are in schools that have absolutely no personal finance content whatsoever. So no elective, no requirement, not in another class, like not at all. And that's actually quite low. So that's kind of encouraging to me that, you know, maybe we're in the right direction.
However, having personal finance classes in schools is just one part of the equation. The curriculum within these classes is equally as important. In consumer or home economics classes of the past, much of the focus was on skills like balancing a checkbook, budgeting, or saving for retirement. Those are all still important, but they might not feel as relevant or engaging in today's world.
They're much more comfortable with banking digitally, online banking and mobile banking, to be specific, right? Most of them are doing things from their phone, transferring payments using peer-to-peer payment apps. And so the focus is much more on technology and how it plays a role in the day-to-day managing of money, teaching students about online banking, teaching them about high-yield savings accounts that are online, teaching them about the apps, how to know if you can trust certain apps and how to know which apps that look shady that you should not trust to put your bank information into there.
According to a report by Next Gen Personal Finance, completing just one semester of personal finance education can provide a lifetime benefit of roughly $100,000 per person. For parents wanting their kids to get this head start, or for students eager to learn, Espinal encourages reaching out to your state's lawmakers. By urging your local government to prioritize financial literacy, we can push more states to make these courses mandatory.
Reach out to your local lawmakers. Find out who are the members of the House Education Committee in your state and the Senate Education Committee in your state. This is stuff you could literally just do a web search. You could Google search Education Committee, Senate Education Committee, House, and the name of your state, and you'll find out exactly which lawmakers are sitting on those committees. You find their emails, which again is all public information, or you can even tweet at them. You can tag them on social media. You can email them or write letters to their office. Even call their offices if you've got time, you know, but just to let them know that you're looking at what the education committee is doing and you're not really seeing an emphasis and a priority on financial literacy education. And that's something that you think they should focus on and that you want to see them focus on. And that you as a constituent who lives there in their zip code that they represent, you care about this deeply.
In the meantime, Urban offers advice on how parents can teach kids quick money lessons.
If parents want to talk to their kids about money more, the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau actually has a whole division of financial education, and they have like the building blocks, they call it, for like what you can learn at different ages and actually soak up. So when you're younger, you can learn things like, if I eat all my cupcakes today, I won't have any cupcakes for my birthday party tomorrow. But when you're older, you can learn more about like how to do research, how to budget, how to, you know, make these more complicated financial decisions. But you want to be really careful where you don't want to bring your kids into every single one of your financial stresses and like kind of pass along your trauma that you've maybe taken in from your parents and their parents and so on and so forth. So you don't want it to be like this awful, stressful thing. You want it to be like, hey, this is something we can accomplish and money can, you know, provide us this great tool.
To find out more about Carly Urban, Yanelli Espinal, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. For many, a new year means a new list of spots to visit. If you plan to travel, whether it's domestically or internationally, here are some updated rules to keep in mind. Starting May 7th, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will enforce the use of Real ID for boarding domestic flights and entering some federal buildings. A Real ID doesn't replace a passport for international travel, but you should check your local DMV for more information on how to apply before the May 7th deadline. If you're planning to travel to the UK, there's new restrictions. Electronic travel authorization registration will now be required for all inbound visitors. This allows officials to screen people before arrival, improving security and reducing wait times at border entry. The ETA is not a visa, and the online application costs about $13. Once issued, it's automatically linked to your passport and is valid for 2 years. Finally, the European Union's European Travel Information and Authorization System is expected to start in May. U.S. passport holders who've previously visited the continent without a visa will need to apply for authorization online before their next visit to any of the 30 participating countries. A full list can be found online. This approval is good for 3 years and allows travelers to enter these countries multiple times for short-term stays.
Before your trip, make sure to always visit official government travel websites to get the most up-to-date information. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. When director David Lynch died on January 15th, there was a deep mourning and appreciation for his work present all across the movie-loving world and internet. From his first feature-length film, 1977's Eraserhead, through his swan song, 2017's Twin Peaks The Return, a third and final season of the beloved show he co-created with Mark Frost, David Lynch spent his career baffling and inspiring audiences. Known for his surrealism, appreciation of Americana, and embrace of the uncanny, David Lynch truly was a one-of-one artist. Among his most celebrated works are Blue Velvet, a 1986 noir film starring Kyle MacLachlan, Laura Dern, and Dennis Hopper, as well as Mulholland Drive, a 2001 neo-noir mystery starring Naomi Watts and Justin Theroux. In all of his work, Lynch prioritized the audience's emotional understanding above their actual plot-point-to-plot-point comprehension of every little detail. Famously, his movies and TV shows are described as dreamlike, and his style is so particular and so frequently imitated that the term Lynchian was coined to describe his specific combination of surrealism and dream logic. Lynch was unafraid to let his sounds and visuals speak for themselves, and he's famous for refusing to explain what certain elements mean. One of my favorite moments of Lynch came when he explained why that is. As soon as you finish a film, people want you to talk about it, he said. The film is the talking. Lucky for the rest of us, Lynch's films and TV shows have done plenty of talking on his behalf, and they will continue to, even after his death. David Lynch was 78. I'm Evan Rook.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump gets a 53% approval rating in a just-released CBS News poll. Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
One issue that's helping the president is immigration. President Trump's deportation policy finds majority approval overall. 59% approve of the administration's actions to deport immigrants in the U.S. illegally.
Two-thirds say Trump isn't doing enough to lower prices. Trump's cost cutters are taking on the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. That gets low marks from consumer advocate Metria Spotster.
Having a federal watchdog that has the ability to go in and stop lenders or other financial institutions from engaging in fraud and basically stealing from people's wallets is essential.
It's KC and Philly in the Super Bowl, and this Chiefs fan is ready.
This city gets so just alive every time the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl, and yeah, this never gets old, that's for sure.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.